Lowe's knows how to freshen up your yard, and it all starts with mulch. That's why we're introducing Mulch Week during SpringFest with Can't Miss Savings. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2 cubic foot mulch for only $10. Plus, members earn 5 times the points on select mulch purchases all week long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/9. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First of all, Michael Scully is founder of Clonakilty Distillery. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now tell me what you do. What spirits do you distill in Clonakilty?
Yeah, well, we're a small company down in Clonakilty in County Cork. We established in 2015 and started distilling 6 years ago in 2019. We specialise in whiskey, single pot still Irish whiskey under the Clonakilty brand, but we also make Minky Gin and Minky Vodka. So it's, as I said, a small company. We have 32 employees and we do it all ourselves. I think that's what makes us a bit unique in that we grow our own barley. We distill it ourselves, we mature it, we blend it and bottle it. So we're very much rooted in our community. And
you have a great story to tell. That's the truth of it. When you can explain your product in the way you've just done so there, that it's absolutely root and branch, local, and it is Clonakilty to the core.
Exactly. We're very proud of it. And we're growing rapidly. We have... We've been in the United States for the last 6 years. About 20% of our market presently would be in the United States, but we're also in 15 other countries across four continents.
So your response to what you learned last night, I mean, 20% straight away, but depending on the European reaction in terms of its maybe tariffing of American liquor, it could get worse.
Yeah, and that's exactly the concern I think that we would have. I think the 20% we can live with. So it just means that we need a measured response and cool heads from the European Union going forward over the next period, maybe how long this will take, 1 month, 2 months. I think what's just as concerning is the fact that this whole saga, which started last night, is the beginning of an extended period of uncertainty for global trade. I think it's almost inevitable that there will be consequences, there will be inflation and recession. So this won't hit us just in the American market. I think this will hit all Irish export countries across all markets.
Now, you say 20% of your output goes to the United States. What other markets have you plumbed?
Yeah, we would be in most of the Northern European markets. We sell very successfully in Japan and South Korea. We're presently in discussions with importers in China and Hong Kong, and we would we'd also sell in South Africa, and we've actually going into the United Kingdom from this month, so that's going to be an exciting move from us.
Now, the question of what you would like the European Union to do in response.
I think, as I said earlier, I think it needs cool heads. I think we have to stand up in relation to this, and the European Union is the biggest trading bloc in the world. So I think we have to stay together and respond together on it. So hopefully common sense will prevail. I would see this as just an opening shot, the 20% by the Trump administration, and let's see where it goes from there.
Michael Scully, founder of Clonakilty Distillery. Michael, thank you very much for joining us. And Michael has set the scene very well for my next guest, former EU Commissioner, former Vice President of the European Parliament, Mairead McGuinness, potential candidate for our presidency, no less. Although she's looking at me askance as I say that. Mairead, good morning and welcome.
Very good morning. And actually, didn't Michael just say very wise words there about how we should all respond and how Europe should respond and in fact is responding? And I think the more we hear from the ground up about what the impacts are, remember these businesses, Michael has to keep going. He has stock, he has production, he has people. As he said, and such a great story of producing everything and such traceability.
As I say, he has a good story to tell.
He has a great story. But actually, Pat, you know what's missing in all of this? The citizens of the United States want his product. We sell because there's a demand for it. And I think this is sometimes missed in the administration. We didn't go over there and insist that they buy. They've actually bought it because all of the products of Europe and Ireland are in demand in the United
States. I mean, they
have
plenty of rye, plenty of bourbon they could drink themselves, but they choose.
They choose, and people like choice, and trade gives us choice. And I suppose when I didn't watch all of last night, sometimes it's better not. I was at actually the dinner for the award for Christine Lagarde, and you had a very good interview yesterday with her, which was really, really impressive. But it just struck me that we can't think of the world as we did 24 hours ago. We knew it was coming, now we know what is. Everything is upended. Rules are being dumped by an entity, a country that actually was part of the global rules system.
He did blink a bit because he blinked on lumber from Canada.
Yes, this
because
is
somebody
true.
Got through to him. Look, exactly. We can't build houses unless we have
absolutely.
Canadian lumber. He blinked on copper. He blinked on semiconductors.
And indeed, what I think may be more interesting is he hasn't thought through, have not thought through the unintended consequences of a policy that they think is straightforward. Nothing about trade is straightforward. There is a consequence and an impact globally. There's a worry, and I think von der Leyen, President of the Commission, said it very clearly. If there's a displacement of product from the US, Europe has to make sure that we don't become the dumping ground for products. So relationships around the world are going to be, if you like, a little bit displaced by all of this. But there's also a reason for the rest of the world not to be fighting each other. We need to unite. Europe is very united. And I think, look, that's what the message of the ECB president, Christine Lagarde, was. In fact, let's not talk about the administration in the US. Fix what things are broken in Europe. Our single market needs to be strengthened. We need to invest more in infrastructure, in technology, in skills, in all sorts of things. And we have the resources to do it. And I suppose maybe this is a moment where we will be challenged to actually act now. We've all the reports from Draghi and Letta about what needs to be done on competitiveness, on, you know, better regulation, less bureaucracy. It's all there. We need to actually do it. And I think this is a moment where leaders of Europe need to give more time to Europe. You know, each country will respond, but the real response will be at the European level.
His intention is to divide and conquer in a way. He wants, you know, he'll impose the tariffs 20% blanket on the EU, and who knows sectorally what he might impose in due time. And then he wants those countries to come with the cap in the hand and try to cut a deal with them. And that's not really what we want to happen.
Well, it can't happen because Europe, as one, is trade. Maroš Šefčovič, whom we all know around Brexit and a good colleague of mine, he is the man in front and centre of all of this. But the leadership will come from President von der Leyen, and she's on this night and day. You know, you read out a quote, and I won't repeat the words, but the offensive words. And I think your listener was right to point this out. I find a lot of the words.
We played a compilation of his words earlier in the programme. Scavenger.
Well, there's been all sorts of horrible
raid,
words
pillage,
used.
Loot.
And I mean, words matter. And I think if you're being challenged by, and they are offensive words to the European Union and to our citizens, to us, we should not repeat them and we shouldn't give them credence. We're better and bigger than that. And I never thought I'd be having this conversation with you about this sort of core basic thing about values and respect and dignity. I've been in negotiations for 20 years with all sorts of different people, European and otherwise, and we would all go into the room with big differences, but we respected each other. We didn't kind of insult each other or use language that was very inappropriate. And maybe there's an idea that if you do that, you're more powerful and we will kowtow. Frankly, what it makes me do is realise I need to actually talk about my values, have respect and dignity, don't rise to any of...
Lowe's knows how to freshen up your yard, and it all starts with mulch. That's why we're introducing Mulch Week during SpringFest with Can't Miss Savings. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2 cubic foot mulch for only $10. Plus, members earn 5 times the points on select mulch purchases all week long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/9. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
But
don't we know that Europe has to have a reset? We know the what's going on in the administration. Whatever Trump says is one thing, but his minions like J.D. Vance, his vice president, clearly loathes Europe, as does Exit.
Yeah, and isn't that extraordinary? Europe was about peace and unity after the war, and we'll never have war on European soil again, and we're better together, and we work with global partners, and we do all sorts of good stuff. We're not perfection, but our mindset is right. How could that be a problem for the United States? I really cannot understand that. I cannot understand that messages would be sent with those language, those offensive words about we're pathetic or whatever. We're anything but. We're strong. We're together. We will be united. President von der Leyen said this morning, because I was up early, as you all, we all were, I was hanging more on her words, I have to say, than his. And her words about, if you hit one of us, you hit all of us. And Europe will and is united on this.
What ways do you think we can best hit the United States if we want to retaliate rather than negotiate?
I wouldn't even use the word hit or retaliate. I think response. And I think, Michael, I can only use his words, and I've used them myself, with calm and very measured, because we don't want to create more problems globally, but indeed for ourselves. And I think we have to think very strategically and try and understand what exactly is the United States trying to achieve. Interesting, all the focus was pharma. And I remember I was asked recently, what did I think? And I said, well, let's talk about the patient that needs the cancer drug. And it goes up 20%. It's not now, but it may well do. And they can't afford it. So it's about people's lives. This is actually very core. It's about everybody who needs
drugs. Mention that America could not supply itself with antibiotics.
Yes.
And he said, in the case of war, what would we do? Now, that's a reasonable concern.
Well, we all have that. After COVID, we realised we were reliant for headache medicine on one supplier globally. And we said, that's not a good idea. So, you know, open strategic autonomy is really important, but not protectionism and economic nationalism and making one entity, one country great again, but not of itself, but at the expense of others.
Now, trying to explain this to Trump and his associates might be quite difficult. Trump himself is what, do you remember Albert Reynolds called himself a one-page man?
Indeed.
As Taoiseach, that fit on one page, then he was not going to read a 40-page document.
You know, I kind of agree. Sometimes it's necessary to have a one-page once it's clear.
But international trade and the supply chains, which are very, very complicated. I mean, car parts going from Mexico to Canada, back to Mexico, into the United States, into an American car. Mm. That's going to impact the auto industry there.
Like, my husband's a farmer, and I'm sure he's wondering, what about, like, the grains, the feeds, the things you use, the inputs, the fertilizers, like everything is affected by trade. And none of us happily have had to think about global trade in that detail until we realise we're now in a different place. And on the 5th, I think, on the 9th, things will be very different because there will be impacts. Now, I don't expect cliff edge at all because I think there will be some contingency planning being put in place. But I do expect impacts. I think the bigger thing, and again to President von der Leyen, where she said, first of all, she reckoned that the biggest losers, the biggest risk, the biggest cost is to the poor and the vulnerable of the world. And that doesn't seem to come into the headspace of the United States. They've also pulled development aid. That speaks volumes as well about how they look at others. And I think that this is where we have to realise that the normal kind of that we look to higher things and better is not where we're at the moment. Doesn't mean we all race to the bottom, because that would be an absolute disaster.
One of my listeners says, are we not all a bit hypocritical in Ireland when we have VRT on cars?
Well, I mean, look, you can argue about that, but, you know, countries collect tax revenues. And in fact, one of the worries I have is that the United States is really trying to tell countries, including Europe, about our VAT rate. He's also, and I think
that's a complete misunderstanding. Everyone pays VAT on everything they produce, just America.
I know, but the problem is, including, I mean, that's one issue, but have you seen the outreach to tell companies that might be selling into the United States about their policies?
DEI policies, they've got to conform with the Trump ideology.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's so much happening that we focus on the one thing that's front and centre. There's an awful lot of other things happening that as somebody who, you know, we say things about freedom, democracy, the rule of law, respect, you know, listening to everybody. There's not a lot of that, as I hear.
One of the most disturbing things is the Salvadoran man, his name is Garcia, who was lifted and sent to a prison in El Salvador, even though he had legal protection to live in the United States. He was on the run from the gangs since 2011. Mm. He has a child with special needs in the United States. They can't get him out. They've admitted they made a mistake and they can't get him out of that Salvadoran jail.
I mean, that's a tragedy and a nightmare. And that's just the one we know. And
well,
there are
the other student as well.
And people
who was lifted
are afraid. You know, I think there's fear. You know, it's a bad state of affairs. Like politics in Ireland is tough, but people aren't afraid to give their opinion. Good on them. We all have our opinions on everything in politics. Can you imagine where we become kind of nervous of, if I say that on Pat Kenny, will there be consequences? And that's what's happened in the United States. People who should normally speak up have lost their voice because they're terrified of the consequences. Look at the universities. I'll be giving a talk tonight in Tralee and I'll be addressing this issue because I'm going down to do a lecture for the a great leader in education in Tralee. And it's around that issue of the importance of education and why we need to protect the freedoms around education. But lecturers are leaving the United States.
But they're taking money from Princeton, from Harvard.
Yeah, yeah.
They think the Smithsonian Museum is too woke. I mean, this is so anti-intellectual, anti-everything that's decent and moral.
Yeah, but it's profound. I mean, I spent a lot of time kind of walking around thinking, how did we get to this place where that's okay? And I think fear is the worst thing you could have, where you're afraid to voice your views because you might be impacted. The worst case scenarios are you're dumped out of the country, but that your family might be impacted. And this isn't in a country where there's no elections. This is in a country which is a democracy. So I hope people in the United States find their voice. I also think that we can deal with this. There are issues in trade. I mean, trade is not always fair and equal, and we can do lots more and we can negotiate. But we have to remember that you go into the room and you respect each other's perspective. Otherwise, nothing good comes of this. And I think we're into that phase of let's hope the worst, and we've all been scenario planning for the worst, doesn't happen. Because it can't, because we have other things globally to worry about. And that the best can be got from what we have today. I mean, I tried to make sense of some of the figures. I'm sure you've tried but failed. 39% that apparently
but
we
this
charge.
Is a silly kind of arithmetic. It's not even a complex algorithm, which might have helped.
Yeah.
It's a simple arithmetic thing.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid. I mean, they're penalising little islands that have no inhabitants.
Well, exactly. And I suppose it's very hard to be logical. And I think sometimes you wonder if I'm a logical person and I try and use, you know, the best of my abilities to understand things, but it makes no sense. There's very little left in your toolbox to deal with this. But look, for Europe, there's a time for action now. There will be a response to this, but there'll also be a call to address our own competitiveness. The bureaucracy is too much in Europe. We need to look at regulation. We need to upskill. We need to invest in so many different areas. And guess what? We've loads of money on deposit in bank accounts. I tried as commissioner to push for this investment, you know, capital markets union. We all should be investing. And maybe the financial industry didn't do enough to encourage it. Now is the time to do all of those things. And Europe will be much stronger out of this if we take the advice of Mario Draghi and Letta in these amazing reports and the leadership of von der Leyen working with the member states and think European maybe first rather than just ourselves. Because there's a bit of that sometimes in all member states. Mm. Oh gosh, what about us? But what about us as Europe rather than us as just Ireland?
Because we are huge.
We're huge and we're strong and we have the resources.
Mairead McGuinness of Fine Gael, former EU Commissioner and former Vice President of the European Parliament. Mairead, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.